This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Jeff is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by BB. So we're going to see if we can figure out why he's getting ghosted in just a second. But first, Jeff, how long has it been since you heard from BB?
It's been a couple of weeks now for sure, maybe close to a month at this point.
Oh, wow. So in that time, how many times did you try to reach out to her?
Almost once a week, but then I'm just scared of pushing it too much. Yeah, I kind of will just keep reaching out to her, but I'm containing myself.
Why do you still want to try to get a hold of her if it's already been a month?
Because I can't stop thinking about her.
You can't stop thinking about her? You really liked her?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you like so much about her?
She was... It hasn't happened to me too many times before, but she was so pretty and even smarter than what I thought she would have been initially. And that's just, yeah, I'm obsessed.
Oh, at least you're, and you know what? You're honest about it. That's cool. So what was it like when you spent time with her? Did she seem like she was into you? Why don't you just go back and tell us about how you met and your date?
I mean, pretty much it wasn't the craziest story. We were at a bookstore and we just happened to sit next to each other reading our own books, and I saw what she was reading and she kind of saw me peeping, and long story short, yeah, just kind of small talk, and I asked her, I really liked her vibe and I thought she was pretty, so I asked her if she wanted to go out for dinner and play some board games, you know, some very casual, it wasn't anything nice. Mm-hmm. And we did, she accepted. We had a great time. We just connected. The food was great. Our conversation was even better. We hugged it out. I didn't want to push it too much. I said, you know, I want to see you again. She was on the same page, I thought. And that's it. Ghosted right after that.
Okay. Did you go to a bar to play board games or?
Yeah, it was a very casual, like, bar board game place. Yeah.
Was it anything happen during the date? Like, were you too competitive with the board game? Was there, like, any moment where you kind of argued?
No, I mean, look, not arguing, but, you know, just, like, playful competition. I mean, she really beat the crap out of me in these games. Like, I just lost massively. And I don't know. Maybe she's just really smart. And I feel like maybe, I don't know, not thinking about it, maybe I wasn't on her same level. Maybe she thought I wasn't as smart as her or something. I have no, I really don't know.
Why would she think you're not as smart as her? Or do you not think you're as smart as her?
I don't know. Maybe I'm not. I mean, I'm not calling myself dumb. It's just, yeah. You know.
What'd you guys talk about?
Everything and anything from life experiences to we went down to physics, and she's also into politics. We talked about some of that.
Politics and physics? Whoa. All on the first date? Whoa.
That did a lot.
I was starting to get sweaty.
Me too, thinking about both of those things.
And yeah, that's pretty much where we're at.
Was there anything awkward that happened on the date at all?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Did it seem like she was into you, like, during the date? I mean, since it felt like everything was going great, but did she give you any signs that she was flirting with you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, like we were like stared each other in the eyes a lot of eye contact, a little bit of like, you know, arm touch, that kind of stuff. I mean, again, I think these were all just positive signs, you know,
we were just
on the same, giggling, having a great time. She was winning. She was really laughing about it and having fun. And
how'd the date end?
We just hugged it out. We hugged it out, and that was it.
Did she say anything about getting together again?
I had told her I wanted to see her again, and she was on board. She was on the same page.
And we're 100% sure she's single?
To my knowledge, yes. Now, if she's in some sort of situation that she didn't bring up, well, then that's a little bit on her. But
of course,
yeah.
Just curious.
People at the time, we both found out we haven't been dating for a while. I mean, we weren't really looking at the time.
Okay. So,
okay.
All right. Well, see if we can figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she tells us why she's ghosting you, and maybe get you another date. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. We'll play a song, come back, and get your first date follow up next.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
If you're just joining us, Jeff is on the phone for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by BB. So we're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting and maybe get him another date if he still wants one after he hears the reason. But before we do that, Jeff, why don't you catch everybody up on your date with BB?
Pretty much, we had a very unplanned first encounter at a bookshop. We were just sitting next to each other, started having some small talk, invited her for a dinner together. We had a great dinner. We had a great conversation. Then we went to one of those board game bar places, very casual, played a couple games, had the best time, laughed a lot. She wiped me out. She's very beautiful. She's even smarter. And the last month, I would say, I've been texting her, and yeah, I've been ghosted, heavily ghosted.
It feels fishy.
Are you ready for us to call her?
Let's go.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to BB, please?
This is she.
Hi, BB. How are you? My name is Jubal. And I host a radio show, and it's called The Jubal Show.
BB! The whole show's here. What's up? I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Your name's super fun to say, BB.
I know it is. I just couldn't help myself.
Oh my God, I can't believe this. Wait, am I on the radio right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
We do a segment on our show, and it's called the First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then you end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them.
Yeah, I've heard this one before.
Oh, nice.
I think I know what this is about.
Okay.
Oh, good. That makes it easy.
You want to take a guess? See if you're right?
Yeah, it's Jeff, right?
Yes, it is. Congratulations.
BB!
You did it. So why are you ghosting Jeff?
We honestly, like, he's a really nice guy. He's actually smarter than he gives himself credit for. He was, like, beating himself up a lot on the date. But so we went to this board game bar and we played Scrabble. And he was, like, nice up until that point. And then it was just like Frankenstein's monster. It was, like, complete switch. And he was just so competitive, but, like, mainly with himself. He was just, like, so intense and beating himself up the whole time. And I just didn't think I'd want to be with someone who was able to kind of like be that intense on a first date, you know?
So what was he doing?
He was just like getting super mad at himself and like intense about the whole game. And we had like just met and it would be his turn and he would like play a word and then I would play a better word and then he would just like beat himself up. He'd be like, oh my God, why didn't I see that? Or stupid, you know, he'd like realize he missed a word, you know what I mean? And I was just like, whoa, it's like just a game.
Yeah.
So he was just like, I don't know if he was like, just compare. I mean, I was much better at him, but that's fine. He's better at travel than most people.
It's kind of a confidence thing though. Yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't take it. I don't know. It was just like, off-putting.
Did you say anything in the moment or did you just let it go?
No, I mean, I just met him. I was just like, okay. And then he obviously wanted to go on another date. And he put the ball in my court and he was just like, let me know. And I was like, sure, I'll let you know. And then I just didn't let him know.
Or you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a way I did.
Okay, well, thank you for being honest, BB. I appreciate that. Jeff is actually on the line listening. He's been listening this whole time and he wants to talk to you.
Visage.
What? What?
That drove me crazy during our whole game and I still can't stop thinking about it.
Oh. Hi, Jeff.
So,
hello.
What's visage?
Visage was the word that I couldn't figure out during our game and it just drove me crazy. It's been haunting me in my dreams.
Is it a real word?
V-I-S-A-G-E.
Oh. You should see Victoria's face in the studio right now.
You sound upset about it right now, thinking about it, Jeff.
I mean, that and then her on the other line, it's a lot going on right now.
Okay.
Visage, a person's face with reference to the form of proportions of the features.
Oh.
So you have an elegant angular visage.
Interesting.
I did not know that was a word.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for teaching us the word today.
Huh.
You're welcome.
Okay. You sound really upset.
It's not that. I just, I just didn't know that BB felt that way about our first date, our first encounter. I mean, I just really thought we had a good time. I didn't realize I had these toxic traits of being overly competitive and doubting myself a lot. I didn't realize all this. It kind of hurts to listen to her say that.
Well, maybe it's also an opportunity to kind of open your eyes to seeing how you talk to yourself. And maybe doing that is something that might be helpful to change, not just on a date, but like in general.
No, I disagree with you. I'm sorry, but with all due respect, if I did a bad job, I will tell myself I did a bad job. Not give myself credit.
Okay.
Do you ever give yourself credit?
When the job is done well, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I appreciate the self-awareness. I will say that. It does sound like you're still, like, beating yourself up, though.
Well, look, it's unacceptable. I knew that word. I know it sounds kind of dumb being so angry about it, but when you know something and you don't know about it in a certain moment, of course it's gonna piss you off, and it did at the time. It was kind of inconvenient. I could have not known about that word at a dinner, But no, I had it happen during a game with a girl I really liked, you know?
Oh, Jeff, you still sound upset.
And I swear I'm going to sound like a nut right now, but every morning I've been writing that word down 100 times so I don't forget it.
Wow.
Okay.
I guess that's sweet.
I know that's romantic. Let's go on a second date.
Would you like to go out with Jeff again on another date? We'll pay for it, BB.
I'm not going to lie, like, the whole lack of self-control, like, I've gone out with guys who have that, and it's not great, but I do appreciate someone who has a affinity for vocabulary words, so, yeah, sure, we can go on one more date.
Oh,
really?
That turned
free dinner, and it's a free dinner, forget about it, even if you hit my guts and I hit yours, we could just not talk to each other and eat the most expensive thing on the menu, let's go.
Okay.
Well, what a sell.
Congratulations, Jeff. You got another date.
Let's boogie.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.